What's your favorite tea? And do you have any tips for how to make the perfect brew?
Well, no, I don't have a favourite tea, because I think it's like with anything you're inspired by, deciding on the favourite kind of kills it, I think.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, the favourite tea is the one I've not had yet, or, you know. Probably my favourite tea is the first one I have in the morning, and as long as it's a good one, I don't care. but but I think for making a good brew, I think the best way to do it is assuming you're just making one for yourself in a mug, because I think doing a pot is kind of even a much higher percentage of getting a decent quality brew.
Yeah.
But if you're doing it in a mug, then you need to just freshly boil the water, and don't, you know, just boil enough for your brew. You get like when you use a pot, you just warm the bottom of the cup with some water just before the kettle boils, and then you get a tea bag on a spoon. And once the water's boiling, as it's boiling, you very slowly pour the water over the tea bag on the spoon.
It's got to be really slow.
So you should. So yeah, and but from as high as possible, but make, you know, it's not so high that you get splashed with boiling water.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the tea bag should inflate, and you'll see all the oxygen get into the tea leaves.
Yeah.
And if you do it slowly enough, then by the time your cup's full of water or tea, then that should be the perfect strength, and you can pop the milk in if you're not sure to check, and if it's not quite ready, then just leave the bag in to do its thing, and, you know, don't squash it or distress it.
Don't squash it, because I'm bad for that.
Well, it's cool. I mean, yeah, I'll do that sometimes if I'm a bit impatient,
yeah.
But it's kind of, you need to tickle the taste out rather than bully it, I think, you know, kind of tease it out and it'll reward you.
Yeah, and you're a milker.
Yeah, it depends. If it's a strong black tea kind of British style, then our whole tea culture is revolved around very strong, very bitter tea that you then have to add milk to.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I'm having, you know, like a Darjeeling or an oolong or something like that, or something a bit more delicate, then I'm not going to add milk to it, because you know the milk does suppress the flavours quite a lot, but it does work very well with a kind of strong English breakfast tea.
Mm. Well, thank you very much for that, Andy.
All right.
I'm sorry about the last question, which was maybe a bit random.
That's fine. I'm used to random questions. You know, I can't do all these different things and have people going, "Why on earth do you do this?"
Yeah.
Or "Why on earth do you do that?" So I've got that on my website, because I get asked about it so much, and I've got a frequently asked questions bit on my website, and there's a kind of step-by-step guide. So but it is important to spread the gospel of the hot beverage.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think nowadays it's quite worrying that, like, a lot of people in their 20s, like, don't drink even hot drinks, never mind tea, and I find that quite offensive.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, nothing beats a brew in the morning. There's just no two ways about
definitely.
It.
Yeah, that first brew, but you've got to get it right, otherwise it could ruin your whole day.
Yeah.
That's generally the time of the day when you're least equipped to make yourself a good brew as well.
It's
kind of, I can't function until after it.
Yeah, that is the time when you're most likely to prod the bag to hurry it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, because that's the one you want to be the good one, so.